Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Development Sync for December 12th, 2023. I'm your host, Joe McElvain. If those others on the call would like to say their names so that people listening to the recording later can associate a name to the voice, now is the right time for that.
Hi, my name is Sean Allen.
And I'm Gord Tischer.
All right. So we have some items to look through on our auto-generated agenda today. Let's take a look first at PonyLang slash changelog dash bot dash action pull request 63. Don't push new images to Docker Hub because we can transition to GitHub container registry. This looks very similar to some pull requests that were reviewed last week. I'm just going to go ahead and click the approve button because it's so similar and simple.
It is because it was the one was like it was the one where when I looked at it last week, I was like, that looks slightly different. And then when I went back and looked at it when I wasn't tired, I was like, that looks exactly like the others. Okay. Boom boom. And did it. So
All
yeah.
right. It looks like we have that. That's the only one that's like that in the list. Let's go next to PonyLang slash pony dash patterns. Pull request 70. Build patterns nightly to get alert if it fails. This is a pull request with a new GitHub workflow that does pip install, make docs build. Send alert to zulip on failure. Makes sense to me. I'm going to mark
Yes.
it as approved, unless there's
For
anything else you want to discuss here.
people who are listening along, there's this and a similar one on the Pony tutorial. One of the things we do as part of the build process for both the patterns and the tutorial website is we check for outdated links, which are in any of the content and fail the build. And this way we'll get notified of them much sooner rather than when somebody happens to open a PR and having their potentially unrelated change fail and having people have the site potentially like the pattern site hasn't been updated in months. There could be broken links on it and we just simply don't know. So this will allow us to catch it, within 24 hours to know what's happening.
Yeah, which is great. So that people who are trying to contribute a fairly low touch contribution of at improving something in the tutorial are not faced with the friction of having to fix things they didn't break.
And people using the site where aren't going to have outdated links that we don't know about because nobody's happened to open a PR for months.
Right. All right. So it has been approved. Both of them have for tutorial repo and the patterns repo.
Okay.
Approved by both Gordon and myself.
Somehow that was in draft status. Weird. All right.
All right, let's take a look at the PonyLang slash pony dash sync dash helper repo pull request 23. Update builder image base to version that is still updated. So this is updating us from Libre SSL 3.4.1 to Libre SSL 3.7.3. I am marking it as approved. We also have a pull request in that same repo, pull request 19, fix truncation of good first issues when posting to zulip. Zulip API has a max message size, and our good first issue posting hits it, resulting in message truncation and loss of content. So this adds a Python script to batch things into one or more messages. So we have a new Docker file, which uses the same Libre SSL 3.7.3, or sorry, shared Docker CIA x86 64 unknown Linux builder with Libre SSL 3.7.3 that we have in our GHCR repo. It adds the dependencies, adds the Zulip dependency in particular for the Zulip client library, and copies over the good first issues.py script. We have a bash file that builds the Docker file. We have a GitHub workflow, which logs into the container registry, builds and pushes, sends an alert on failure.
Yep, that runs for every update.
Yep.
Every update to the underlying container that it's built on. So the latest tag will always be within 24 hours of whatever the latest Pony C is, and the release one will be whatever the last Pony C release was.
All right. And the previously bash script GitHub workflow to post to Zulip has now been updated to a invocation of this Python script. Includes the token. Okay. Yeah, the token is a secret from the environment variable. Okay. And we have the script itself, which checks it against the length and finds a line that starts with star star pony lang slash. Is that star star for like markdown bolding?
Yep. Yep. Okay. Because other because it's well, it's not just markdown bolding, it's also a markdown list, right? So if we break it on something other than one of those top headers, it will break the formatting in the next message. So we break it on it, we break it on a top level of a list.
Okay. Okay. And collects that into a list. Sends each one in the list to Zulip. Makes sense.
This is the first time I've ever written anything where GitHub Copilot was useful. It tried to do some code, and I was like, no, that's wrong. And then I looked at what it was trying to do, and I was like, oh no, what I was doing was wrong. You're right, Copilot. Thank you.
Yeah, most of the time I find GitHub Copilot to be useful just in that it's like, once I've typed enough, it understands what I'm about to type, so I don't have to, and I could just hit tab. But I'm always continue typing until it gives me the thing I was actually going to type. Yeah. I do see a small typo, which I just posted as a suggestion if you want to commit that. It's just a typo and a comment. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and click approve.
Yeah. And amusingly, we closed some stuff over the weekend so that at the moment, the good first issue thing is not happening with the old stuff, but it should be easy to cross over again.
Okay. All right. So, let's take a look at issue ticket in that same repo, the Pony Sync Helper repo. Well, we have two issue tickets that are related to the two PRs we just looked at. So we probably don't need to look at those issue tickets. Is that correct?
Yep, there are no longer any open issues.
Cool. All right. And we have Pony Lang website. Sorry,
906,
Pony Lang.
Keep going. Ahead. I was going to say 906. Okay, right. I'm going to shut up now.
Pony Lang slash Pony Lang dash website is the next repository we're looking at. Issue ticket 908. It's called Update to Make Docs. It's quite some time ago. We updated the tutorial and patterns website to use Make Docs and Make Docs Material Insiders theme. Website is still stuck using Hugo and a theme that was moderately modified by Sean. I'm reading text from Sean and replaced the word me with Sean. So we want to get the website updated to work with Make Docs and the Make Docs Material Insiders theme. This is labeled as good first issue. And if there's anything that isn't an obvious straight up change, get feedback from us on what to do. we're okay with dropping customizations in order to have easier maintenance, but we want to keep the same navigation structure. So if anyone wants to get involved with this, please reach out on Zulip or in that issue ticket, and we can treat that as a good first issue. Anything else on that, Sean?
Nope.
All right.
I just realized while I was there, I was like, we don't have an issue for that. Oops. Even though I've been trying to get people to do it, it might help if there was actually an issue for it.
So we have another issue ticket on the Pony.ly website repo called Broken and Outdated Playground Examples, because the compiler has changed over the years. Some of the things in the last week in Pony no longer work. I do, and Sean, you were saying in a comment that you think it's okay that the last week in Pony code no longer works because it was a moment in time, and it would be kind of more misleading to update those. We could add some kind of caveat suggesting that this code no longer works, but someone, I don't know, it doesn't seem that high of a priority to me either. There's also the index.md frequently asked questions link that was shared.
So that's different. That's the gist being under a different account.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't read enough.
Which I said, I think we can close this and we can kick the gist one out to a separate issue, which could be addressed.
Sounds good.
All right. I will close this one and I will create the new issue. All right.
Cool. I have a comment saying I agree. And that takes us through our auto-generated agenda. Does anybody have other topics that we want to talk about here while we're together?
Yes, one moment. Just a small one. I don't know. This is a good first issue. I don't know if people can help with this. I don't even know. I'm going to put help wanted on this one, right? And say it is unclear to me how this gets fixed. If someone could investigate what needs be done, we can move forward with fixing. I think we have to create new gists and update links, but I'm not really sure, right? So or maybe it's literally somebody can create new playground ones, save the gists, and we copy the links in. That could probably be it as well, right?
So yeah, that sounds right.
I think so, but yeah. So I put that anyway. I was gonna put forward that we cancel the sync on the 26th and the 2nd as it's very close to holidays.
Sounds good.
Gordon, you agree?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, I will go into the calendar right now and delete those on the 26th and the 2nd. 26 event and the 2nd. All right. So that was my only things.
Sounds good. All right then. Thanks everyone for attending, and for those who listened along to the recording, we'll see you next week. Bye.